is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden's being closely watched as he meets with world leaders in Washington this week.
It's day two of the NATO summit, but first, the president will meet with union leaders in Washington. In the afternoon, Mr. Biden will have his first face-to-face with the new British prime minister, and in the evening, he welcomes NATO leaders to the White House for dinner. Tomorrow will be a big day and test for the president as he meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky and then hosts his first solo press conference in months. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
The hurricane has hit and moved on, but heat still blankets southeast Texas, says CBS's Omar Villafranca.
In Channelview, just east of Houston, Yvette Carrasco and her family have been without power since Monday morning, staying outside because it was too hot inside.
You know this.
While we were talking, this happened.
Are you okay? I'm about to not be okay.
You're not? Are you
no.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's.
Can I get a chair? Can
we
come back
a chair?
To hurry up?
After we found some shade in a chair, we continued.
Do you ever wonder that if you'll survive the hurricane, but you won't survive the aftermath?
I don't know. We've had so far, but it gets tiring.
State officials are facing questions over whether Houston's power utility sufficiently prepared for the storm that made landfall early Monday. Jury selection is complete in the trial of actor Alec Baldwin in New Mexico. He's been charged with involuntary manslaughter in the accidental shooting death of a cinematographer on the set of a movie in 2021.
Opening statements get underway in his involuntary manslaughter trial. While the case has been highly publicized, jurors reported having the ability to be impartial. Two jurors told the court they've never heard or seen anything about the case.
CBS's Elise Preston covering. DoorDash says it will take stronger steps to identify dangerous drivers and remove them from its platform. The announcement follows a flood of complaints from officials in some big cities who say they're seeing an increase in the unlawful and dangerous operation of motorcycles, mopeds, and motorized scooters by delivery workers. U.S. Marshals wounded a young man when he allegedly tried to carjack them as they were guarding the Washington home of Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. CBS's Nicole Skenga has that.
18-year-old Kentrell Flowers sustained a non-life-threatening injury to the jaw, CBS News has learned, after allegedly tapping a gun against the car window of a deputy U.S. Marshal standing post near Sotomayor's home.
This Sunday is the last day you'll be able to write a personal check to pay for your Target run. The company says very few customers pay with checks anymore. They're still accepted at Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's, though. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Talk about a Roman Empire. A sequel's expected to rally movie fans this fall.
The new trailer for Gladiator 2 is out.
I remember that day.
The film stars Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal, and Denzel Washington, and will hit the big screen more than two decades after the original. It could also be the next Barbenheimer. Gladiator 2 debuts November 22nd, the same day as Wicked. Wikiator? Glicked? Fans are still workshopping a new moniker on social media, but both films combined are expected to bring in big bucks. Barbenheimer banked more than $240 million its opening weekend, making it the fourth biggest box office weekend ever. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Grammy Award winner and celebrated Oak Ridge Boys tenor Joe Bonsalas died. He joined the band in 1973. A representative for his family says he died Tuesday from complications of ALS. He was 76. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, and a few showers will be likely as we head through the overnight hours. East winds in mid-60s by daybreak. On Wednesday, morning showers, then turning mostly sunny. North winds at highs in the middle 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, children.
From Radio Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found on
and at our FCC public file.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Oh,
Timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't call me, sir. You don't call me. we sing again. We go driving or maybe we settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Up above. down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
W-R-J-N. I keep on dancing for standing on a crazy chick right now. Dancing on a shaky, shaky thing, baby. Come on and show me how you work.
Yeah.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
She left.
this morning, you were on my mind. Just to be mine.